Each year, thousands of people will travel to southern Tennessee to see the famous National Battleground at Shiloh. What most people don't know is that this place would most likely have become a National Historic Site even if a battle had never been fought here. What else is at Shiloh? It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Ken Collier says there were cities here long before this town of Savannah, Tennessee.
There was a civilization that was building large cities with mounds that had buildings on top of them, parapet walls, much more sophisticated than you might realize.
The Tennessee River Museum sits on and around some of those ancient cities and is just a few miles from Shiloh National Battlefield. Kent says the battle overshadows the amazing Native American city that once stood on the site.
Had there not been a battle there, it's still of such national significance that it would be a national park. And the particular ridge that the city is built on is not good for farming. So unlike most of the mounds in the rest of this part of the country, they were never plowed under or bulldozed.
One artifact from Shiloh that is housed here is an effigy pipe. But this isn't an ordinary pipe.
It's probably a foot tall. All these effigy pipes, they're very intricate, and it took a high level of artistry to create them.
A few other effigy pipes have been found throughout the nation.
Archaeologists have discovered that they're made of the same stone, mined in the same quarry north of here at Cahokia, Illinois. It is speculated, and it's pretty good science, that they're prestige trade goods. The king of Cahokia might send one of these as tribute to the king of Shiloh, as tribute or as a peace offering or to form alliances.
The valuable pipe and many other exhibits highlight the importance of Shiloh, not as a battlefield, but as home for Native Americans centuries ago. Traveling the countryside in Savannah, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.